You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've been through some rough times, was homeless, been arrested. How do I convince people I'm not a bum? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
My partners here are the Daniel Day-Lewis of Committing to the Bit.
That's very true, and the man himself, Jed Brewer.
I drank your milkshake.
Wow. Okay.
Now I want nothing more than a remake of that movie with Jed doing every line reading in exactly that way. My son, I killed him. Super smiley Daniel Day-Lewis, played by Jed Brewer. But we're not here to talk about Jed's acting methods here tonight. I mean, in a way, we're always here to talk about
sure,
that.
Absolutely.
But specifically, tonight, we're answering a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I've been through some rough times, was homeless, been arrested. How do I convince people that I'm not a bum? And Jed, I'd love to start us off by looking at how prevalent the problems our friend in the question lines out are, which may surprise people.
Yeah, you are super not alone, my friend. We're sorry. We're glad you wrote in. We're sorry for the tough times that you've been through. You said you've been arrested. So many people in the U.S. have been arrested. When you go to a restaurant, every table, by the numbers, has someone who's been arrested before.
Right.
It's every single table in that restaurant. There's a person at that table who's been arrested before. Right. It's that common. It's that prevalent. Likewise, you said that you have been homeless, and we're really glad that that's past tense. It turns out in the U.S., every single night, more than a half million people in the United States are homeless. It is incredibly, incredibly common. We are so sorry that you've experienced both of those things. We are certain there are better things ahead, but you are not alone in that and not by a long shot.
That is absolutely correct. And Glenn, there's a good news aspect on this, which is we all on the show personally know and work with people who have been in exactly this situation, who to look at them today, you'd never know it.
Absolutely. That's true for almost everyone that we're dealing with today. And I think that's part of the misconception here is when you look at yourself, maybe you're seeing sort of, when you use the word bum, that might indicate that you're like a hobo that's riding the,
sure.
You got like a beans in a can over a fire or something. No one sees you that way. Okay. You have a past, but as you were mentioning, the people that we work with, we have a faith-based nonprofit that we do as part of our day job. And just this past week, we had all those guys over at the house. We're having a backyard barbecue, and you wouldn't, you know, I live in a suburban area. You wouldn't know that any of those guys had a record if I didn't, you know, specify it to you. And some of them have really tough problems. Many of them had problems with homelessness and that kind of stuff. So I think it's about recognizing that that you can make a transformation and still somewhat see yourself as that other person and not recognize that people that are good and healthy will take you as the person you are today.
That's absolutely right, and we're definitely going to talk more about that as we go along in the show. Not only do some of the guys we work with deal with that, we're part of the faith-based nonprofit that Glenn founded and we all work for is a weekly service where we have pastors, and some of the pastors we work with have been addiction problems, homeless, in jail.
Definitely.
And today they have professional jobs and, you know, wear a nice, solid button-down shirt.
That's right.
And no one thinks of them that way. And they use that. There's a way to use that past to be able to lift other people up by talking about where you've been. And that's a powerful thing that can be part of your story if you want to claim that for yourself. And we'll be back to talk more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
My shame! All the bliss of this glorious thought! My shame!
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
It may be good for you to cut down on your harmonica playing. That can throw people off.
Sure.
the mouth harp, if you will.
Exactly.
It's a lonesome tale of the road, really. Yeah. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
If you pair the harmonica with the heavily patched jacket, you know, it's all crisscross patterns and whatnot, you're sending a strong pro-bum message there, whether you mean to or not.
Yeah, no, we are not necessarily pro-bum here on the Bridge Loud. But we are continuing to answer a question from someone who has these concerns. They wrote into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, which I think if you can use email,
sure,
you're probably not, you know, riding the rails, hoping the bulls don't roust you.
Right, that's right.
But this question comes from thebridgeloud at gmail.com. It says, I've been through some rough times, was homeless, been arrested. How do I convince people that I'm not a bum? And Glenn, in our last segment, you were talking about kind of the way people see you versus the way you see yourself. There's also the way people saw you at your lowest point see you, versus the way everyone who meets you when you're on that road to recovery will see you, right?
Absolutely. I think people can look at our past and they just will see us as that person. And that we don't have to vilify that. We can move on and form new relationships where we're not caught up in that. But it's important for us to recognize we only have so much control over that. I can transform. I mean, look, I have a rough past. I have things in my past that I did. And people who were there while I was doing that and saw me doing that, they have a very hard time with the idea that I am part of a faith-based nonprofit and that I work with helping people get out of that behavior they saw me in. But I need to recognize that I have to make a choice to see myself the way I am rather than letting them project that negativity onto me.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, as Glenn pointed out there, we all have people from our past who saw maybe a low or particularly a comically sad point, and that's just their favorite story.
Yeah.
Right. I can't be around without them telling that story. But that doesn't mean that everyone going forward is going to see you that way, right?
There's no doubt about it. There's an old saying, the people who know you now won't believe where you've been. The people who knew you then won't believe where you are now. And it's really true. And that word won't is actually really, really the true part of it. Because people who knew you lowest, unfortunately, there are a certain number of them that are not open to changing their view. It's just not going to happen. But the good news is, as you make positive changes in your life, as you build new relationships and meet new people, those people don't have those same prejudices against you. They don't see you as the person that you used to be. They wouldn't know it unless you chose to tell them. And at some point, you may, and it will shock them. And they'll say, I had no idea. I would never have imagined, because you have changed and you are changing, and we believe in you. If you've come this far, then what's before you is readily doable, so don't hold up.
You're absolutely right. This is one of those things that I think if we've been in a place geographically or just mentally where everyone seems to have the same consensus opinion of us, that could be family, that could be, you know, if you're in a small town and everybody kind of knows everybody's business, there's this idea that this is the default way people see me, which is just not true. If you go to a new situation, people's first assumption about someone is not that they have something extreme about them. People assume a certain amount of normalcy. Now, again, if you're carrying your bindle, wearing your patchwork jacket, you're fighting against that.
Yes, you're sending a strong message.
You're strongly advising not to do that. That's the beautiful thing about making a new start, is that people who don't know you, you're a blank canvas.
And
if you're working on yourself, that's what they're going to see in you. We're going to come back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm, we do no good.
We're back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think it's a bad sign if you spend a lot of time walking around with a dog that's not on a leash that has a regular person's name. That's a strong hobo tendency. Like, if your dog's name is like Bob, something like that, or Fred, something, that's a hoboistic
thing. If you and your dog have matching neckerchiefs, that's probably not great as well. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
If you take the patchwork jacket and you pair it with a neckerchief, I mean, you're really sending a strong message at this point.
Yeah, one way or the other. That's one of those things. Neckerchief is either someone who has a lot of money or someone who doesn't have any money.
That's right.
It's not a middle income kind of thing. We are continuing, believe it or not, to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This one says, I've been through some rough times, was homeless, been arrested. How do I convince people that I'm not a bum? And, Jed, I'd love to start off with you here because we've talked about that moving past the way people see you, you being defined by your past. A big part of that is taking the new thing one step at a time, right?
Absolutely right. You said that you were homeless. Okay, if you're not homeless now, then you've already taken steps to improve things. So you're already on the journey. Everything in life gets better one step at a time. This idea of once was crooked, now I'm straight, almost nothing in life really works out that way.
Right.
It's all a step at a time. So the thing is, keep taking that one next positive step. For your situation, that could be maybe you're working on your GED. You go and get some career training. You look for a better job. I don't know the specifics of your situation, but there's always a next positive step that you can take. And as long as you are taking that next step, there's no stopping you. No matter how many things are against you, if you'll take the one next step, then you're going to see growth. You're going to see positive movement.
Yeah, Glenn, I think that's a big part of changing your perception here is that something, what is open to you if you're willing to take those next steps, Jed talks about one at a time, is not a life that is pretty good for someone who started so far back. It's just a life that is good, full stop, right?
That's right. I mean, I think there's a way that, you know, when we're making changes, there's a tendency to look at ourselves and say, I'm going to reach a certain level and people will treat me different. If I lose this much weight, if I get this promotion, whatever the thing is, then people will be like, wow, you did a thing. Congratulations. And if you have good friends that are good people, they will do that. But the common experience is people go from looking down on you because you're too fat to now you've lost the weight. Now I'm totally jealous of you. You're making me feel bad.
Yeah. And maybe I hope that you backslide and you gain some of it back.
Yeah,
maybe
it'll
be good for you.
And then I can tell you that you need to get on that diet again. So, yeah, I have to get into a place in my life, and people listening to this have to look at it from the standpoint of keep going the direction you're going because it's going to bless you. Your life is going to be better off. God wants you to do that. We want you to do that. We're behind you. We're praying for you. We're encouraging you. But it's about recognizing that you're not getting to that plateau to get sort of a human recognition because that may not be coming.
Absolutely right. Everyone has a next step. And if you're at a point where you don't know what your next step is, feel free to get in touch with us. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com is the best way to do that. And give us some specifics of your situation. There is a next step for you, and we'd be more than happy to help you find it. We'll be back with you right here on The Bridge Loud.
She's not like that, she's paper thin. The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back for you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just love to ride the rails.
Oh.
You know.
He means getting on the L in the city, but he insists on referring to it as riding the rails.
Yes.
Right. It really puts off the other people at the platform.
Yes.
Yeah. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
For the final time, if you have a patchwork jacket, a neckerchief, and you're in a freight car on a cross-continental journey,
You have a dog named Bob.
At a certain point, we have to take responsibility that we are sending a very strong message. We're just saying.
That's right.
At some point, did this stereotype of the hobo modernize? Is there someone who's doing all these things, but they also have an iPhone that's full of only Woody Guthrie tunes? Just sitting in the freight car, just listening to that.
Yeah.
Playing along on their mouth harp.
We are continuing to answer a question, which, believe it or not, is what we do on this show, that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I've been through some rough times, was homeless, been arrested. How do I convince people that I'm not a bum? Well, one of the things, obviously, when you're cooking your can of beans,
yes,
is you occasionally might want to spice that up.
Ooh.
You don't just want the plain baked beans. You want something a little extra, maybe even a little special.
The secret sauce!
Absolutely right. And Glenn, we mentioned that this has been a big part of your job for a long time, as people have been in these rough situations and helping them see that way forward and step into that. So what do you tell people when they're on their journey?
Well, I think the main thing is that you are in a really rare and really elite company. I mean, far from being a bum, very few people make actual changes in their lifestyle and stick with it.
Yeah.
You ask how many people are still going to the gym after that new membership that they got on January 1st.
Now I got really busy.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the thing is, and that's true for everyone. I mean, it's true for me, certainly. You know, you try and make changes. And yes, sometimes those backslides are part of the learning process and allowing you to refire and be more effective because you find out what doesn't work and so on and so forth. But you have figured out a way to make right choices and stick with them. That's very, very important. You know, in our thing, we talk about letting God do the work of transforming us and receiving that strength from God. And we certainly commend that to you and that moving forward, you will need that. But it's also about taking a measure of pride in I've chosen those right things and I'm choosing to allow God to work in my life. That's something you really ought to be proud of, and we're proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and we'll hope that the success you see in those changes and the pride that's going to give you, that feels good, even if it's making going from, as we've put it, from the pulpit, believe it or not, totally boned to only somewhat boned.
Yes.
That is real, a substantive change. As Glenn pointing out, it's more than a lot of people can pull off, so that will create a momentum of its own if you can see yourself in this way Glenn is describing. If you can be open to the fact that God can do more for you than you would have done for yourself, that's going to get you where you're going, and we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
If you were looking for accomplishment, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance. But you said you wanted failure, so here I am. You were looking for intelligence, then you know I wouldn't stand a chance.